So, what are you handing out tonight? There's that mother in Fargo, North Dakota, who's handing out letters to parents of kids she thinks are overweight and shouldn't be trick-or-treating. And there's other grumbling as well. NPR's food and health correspondent Allison Aubrey has this quick look for us. Allison, start with the confectioners.
Hi there, Robin.
Hi. Start with the candy makers. Why would they be grumbling? This is their day.
Right. Well, this is the big day for candy. And since seasonal sales account for about a quarter of what candy makers will make in a year, you got to believe that they're going to play up this Halloween, right? There's all kinds of pumpkin-shaped bars, spooky nerds, you name it. But the National Confectioners Association says they're expecting very conservative 1% maybe growth this year. And overall, sales of candy this time of year have been flat for several years. In part, they say, due to major weather disruptions. Last year, it was Hurricane Sandy that coincided with Halloween.
And there's huge weather across the country this year as well. But also, Halloween falls on a weekday.
That's right. They say when it falls on a weekday, people have less time for preparations and fewer people are throwing parties compared to when the holiday falls on a Saturday or Sunday.
Yeah. And then when it comes to parents, there's been all this buzz about artificial dyes used in candies.
Yes.
And
yes.
a move to get rid of them.
Yeah, well, Mars is under pressure now from a petition started by a mom and the watchdog group Center for Science and the Public Interest. They've managed to get about 100,000 signatures or more, and they argue that artificial dyes in candy and other foods, of course, really aggravate behavioral problems in some kids. Now, I should say that there's sort of conflicting evidence on link between these dyes and behavior, but in this era, when there's more natural coloring agents on the market, there seems to be a growing consensus, consumer preference for these natural agents.
Well, you also point out that about 15 to 25 small jelly beans amounts to about 100 calories from candy a day,
And that's the recommended level, right?
As if you could get a kid to do that today. Allison Aubrey.
That's right.
NPR's
Thanks
food
so
and
much,
health
Robin.
Correspondent. Thank
I
you.
Care.
It's here now.